Hey, douchebags. No, I'm just kidding. Well, I am back after 8, 7, whatever months off. I finally decided to bring the podcast back. Gonna be renaming it, obviously, and gonna be kind of changing the format of it up a bit. But it's basically gonna be the same thing. Maybe getting a co-host, still working out some details on that, but I thought I'd check back in today. And see how everybody's doing. 'Cause it, like I said, it's been over half a year at this point. A lot of things have changed in my life. I'm sure a lot of things have changed in the 5 listeners I have left's life. So, I'm just kind of checking in today, and letting everybody know out there, and I'm gonna say like 20 more times in this, that I'm bringing it back. It's going to be called the Out of Office Podcast because I'm a big boy and have a corporate job now. So that's funny to me. But So like I said, I'm still working out some details, trying to get a buddy of mine to sign up to officially be my co-host. But we will see what happens. Other than that, give me a few minutes and I will get right into it. Well, guys, I hope you liked that little ad break there. But yeah, like I mentioned, I'm back, bringing the podcast back, the Out of Office Podcast. No longer fighting alone. A big part of that is one, it sounded like I had some severe depression or something, and two, I'm no longer doing MMA and martial arts, so the whole fighting aspect of things that I thought I was going to get into in the last iteration of this podcast doesn't really pertain to me anymore. Like I said, a lot has changed over the last 8 or so months. October, November, December, January, February, March, April, May, June. Hey, I'm almost July, so almost 9 months now since I stopped doing the Fighting Alone podcast. The Fighting Alone podcast was great, but like I said, I'm kind of moving away from that at this point in time. Changing things up. I'm no longer unemployed. Got a job as a salesperson for a pretty large tech company here in Austin. I'll leave it at that. That way, no one really knows where I work. Don't want that getting out there. Don't want this getting back to my employers in case I say some stupid shit, which I'm bound to say. But yeah, because of all this, I'm taking a really different approach, and that's part of being in a corporate world, is why I'm renaming it to the Out of Office Podcast. Because if you've worked in corporate America, that's just kind of a saying everybody has, and it's kind of my way of poking fun at that. My goal of this podcast going forward is kind of be like your normal water cooler talk. I'm gonna take the same approach. There's no longer an Instagram page. I'm still kind of off the Instagram and stuff, but I'm taking a different approach. Same approach. I just want to be your friend. Want it to be like you're talking to your coworker or whatever. Especially now I'm taking this new kind of approach, and I'm really turning it into the millennial kind of stereotypical person sort of thing. So, that's what a lot of this podcast going forward is going to be. A lot of, making fun of things in the corporate world, making fun of going out to happy hours, and then just other things that allow you to have a good time. I'm not going to be the next Joe Rogan. I'm aware of that. But if I get some more listeners than I had last time, great. I'm just trying to be a little bit more of a genuine version of myself. Since I was unemployed for the last, bit as a podcast, I feel like I was coming from a weird place, not a very genuine place. And, I'm not trying to use this to be my, main source of income anymore. So, this is really just for fun. So I'm bringing it back to that. And genuinely, from this point in time, it is, gonna be the main, that's going to be the point. It's just to have fun with it, to where I said that last time, but I feel like because I was unemployed and whatever it may be, I was putting a lot of pressure on myself to try to make it a business and things, and really, it's just going to be me kind of putting out some random content here and there just to kind of scratch that creative and fun itch I have. Still have that love of old school radio talk shows and whatnot. Like I said, I'm talking to a buddy, recently moved to the Austin area, trying to get him on as a co-host, and seeing what we can do there with that. But yeah, so there's good things to come. This episode's not going to be really long today. I just really wanted to let whoever still may be subscribed to our RSS feed, that I'm bringing it back, kind of give you an idea of what's going to be like going forward. Excuse me. And to kind of see if, my AirPods work as a microphone. So I didn't buy a microphone or anything this go around, but I've heard AirPods work just the same, and so far I like the way it sounds better. Other than that, guys, maybe talk about some mental health stuff. I don't know. We'll see what happens. I'm gonna try to keep it light, so the mental health stuff may not be the best thing for me to do, but we'll see what happens. And yeah, I will check back in. Like I said, still ironing some stuff out. Hopefully, I have a full-length hour episode for y'all here in the near future. Within the next week, I'm hoping, week or two. I will be doing a lot of traveling this summer, so we'll see what I can do. Hopefully, I can maybe use some time, around the horn and whatnot, and having a 40-hour week job to get this out to y'all. But I really hope you guys enjoy this. I'm glad to be back. I hope you guys are glad that I'm back and ready to hear this new, what I think better headspace version of me, more genuine version of me on the podcast. All right, guys, have a good one. Go kill it. Later.